This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
It was narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Tunkahul mar'atu li arba'a, li maliha wa li hasabiha wa jamaliha wa li diniha. Fadfad bidat ad-din taribat yadak." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a woman is married for four things: for her wealth, her family, her status, her beauty, and her religion. So you should marry the religious woman, otherwise you will be of the losers. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this hadith is authenticated on Bukhari, inshallah ta'ala. The first point is it's very clear guidance on how to choose a woman. This hadith is khabar. It is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, these are the four things that men marry women for. These four things, primarily. There may be other reasons, but these are the primarily four things that men marry women for. So it's kind of like a guideline. Basically saying, look, men usually do this and get married for these reasons. So look at which reason that you're marrying the woman for. It may be for one of these reasons. It may be for all four. But make no mistake, it should coincide with the purpose of life. That, this is the second point, that the ultimate reason that one should marry a woman is for her deen, is for her religion. Not just because she wears hijab. And I have to mention this point. You know, we've reached the point, man, to where a sister wears hijab. She has cakes of makeup on, bro. And she's wearing a hijab, but she's wearing tight clothes at the bottom. You know, the sister needs guidance, you know. Sister needs guidance. This is right now, you're watching this, all of us need guidance. But you have to ask yourself, do I want to marry a woman at this point to where she's dressed like that? Or she's putting cakes of makeup on, right? To where she's beautifying herself in front of other men. Is that what you want? It may not be that she may not even know that she's doing that because she's following somebody, which is a characteristic that you may not want, right? So you got to think about that as a man. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Fadfar bidat ad-din taribat yadak." Be successful with the one that has the deen. Having the deen meaning that she fulfills the five pillars of Islam. You're looking to get married to a woman that is going to be the first teacher of your children when they're growing. At their growing stages, when they're young, when they're 5, 6, 7, 8, they're able to listen, understand, and even articulate. You want them to understand, firstly, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And the one that's going to be around them the most, hopefully, is the mother, is your wife. So she needs to be someone that when they see her, they see Islam. Simple as that. And from Islam, primarily, they see her mentioning the name of Allah. They see her acting in a way that's conducive to being a Muslim woman. From them is praying. Praying five times a day, that they see her praying in and out throughout the day. They see you praying, obviously, but they see prayer as a part of life. They don't know what prayer would be like with, they don't know what life would be like without prayer. So that's the deen. Honesty. When she's sitting at the table on the phone with her friends, she's not backbiting. She's not on the phone a lot. She's not backbiting other people. She's not speaking badly about other people. When she hears a disaster, she's like, subhanAllah. The name of Allah is common when your wife is speaking. That's what you want. That's the deen that we're talking about. She's concerned about her religion. The month of Ramadan comes around, it's a different time in the house. Right? That's what we're talking about, the deen. She marries a man because she's concerned with his deen. She's concerned with his religious state. That's what the Prophet said. You'll be the most successful with that. Why? Because that's the purpose of life. Everything is subservient to what makes Allah happy. The third point is, when you marry a woman, you have entered into her family. Make no mistake, brothers. When you marry a woman, if you're going to marry a woman from another nationality, you need to know the culture. I highly advise you, if you're marrying a woman from another nationality and you have no idea about that culture, you need to learn about the culture. Primarily how the men treat the women in their culture. What is a common sign of respect in their culture? What's a sign of disrespect in their culture? What is something that is common within their culture But in Islam, it's not permitted, right? You may find in some cultures, men and women mix heavily. Greeting between men and women is hugging and kissing on the cheek. Wearing tight clothing is something that is very common for women. So when she becomes a Muslim, you know, you're going to go to the gatherings of her family and that's what's going to be around, right? Her cousins may want to come to you and hug you and kiss you. You know, you're going to encounter these things. You got to be ready for that if you're willing to marry her. Not to say you don't marry because of that, but know that marrying to her family, marrying her is marrying into her family. That can be a decision that a factor that may cause you to halt on your decision. And that can depend on the righteousness of the sister. You have to ask yourself the question, is she worth it? Is she worth it? Is this worth it? Looking down the line, when you have grandkids, you got to consider those things. I'm not saying immediately make that the determining factor, but you have to consider it because that can have a secondary effect on your relationship with your wife and your family being your future children. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you brothers that choose wisely. Choose wisely. When you choose a woman that you're going to see, does she have the qualities that I would want in my children? Number one. And number two, does she have the qualities of being a good mother of my children, of our children? Number two, right? So look at these factors. This hadith is azim for you as a man. Obviously, I mean, we see how it is obviously a beautiful hadith. And looking at these four things, her wealth, her family, her status, her wealth, her family, her beauty, and her religion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you of those that look at these factors and allow these factors to be a guiding light for you. For verily, the nur, the guiding light, is what we always seek for His pleasure. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.